Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The anointing is a supernatural weapon used to destroy Satan's power, to bring deliverance, and to strengthen the church. The devil's hold upon people today still exists. He has them in all types of bondage to behaviors and their sickness. Listen to what the scripture says in 2 Timothy 2 and 26. Those without Christ are held captive by the trap of the devil who has taken them captive at his will. The Bible says that Jesus was anointed to set people free. In Acts chapter 10 and 38, it says, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It takes the anointing to set people free from the oppression of the devil. His yoke is destroyed by the anointing. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 10 and 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, God desires to anoint and use you to bring deliverance and to help people in this generation. And in Isaiah 61 and 1, it really describes how God desires to use you. It's speaking of Christ, but it's really speaking of us, because Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. So I want you to repeat after me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. This is important for you to understand, because this is a part of your purpose. And God wants to anoint you for this reason, because the anointing breaks spiritual, emotional, and physical change that people have. Now, last night I talked about the price that you must pay for the anointing. If you weren't here, get the teaching. However, let me highlight what the final price you will have to pay for the anointing is. You must be willing to die to yourself, to be humiliated and emotionally crushed like Jesus did. Now listen to what it says in Scripture. In Philippians chapter 2 and 8, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, the death on the cross. God humbled himself, and yet many people will not. I want you to think about what I just said. God humbled himself, and yet many times we refuse to be humble. It goes on to say in verse 9, this is why God has given him an exceptional honor. The price of God's honor, the anointing, is to be humbled and rejected by others. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 1 and 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. God says no one should glory in his presence because he is God. The first rule of engagement with the anointing is to stay low. Remain humble, in other words. People will try to compliment you when they see God using you in a great way. Always pass the glory on to God. Never take any for yourself. Stay low. Now, on the other end, people will disrespect you when they see that you walk humbly. They will betray you. They'll betray your trust. They'll do whatever they can for their own benefit. But to keep the anointing, you must follow Jesus. You must follow him to the cross, because you must live his example. Somebody say amen. In 1 Peter 2 and 21, it says, "For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering." Look at your neighbor and say, "God calls you to do good, even if you suffer for it." Isn't this a shouting message? He is your example, and you must follow in his steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. Now, your ability to humble yourself and be humiliated without retaliation signals your readiness for the anointing. See, that is the final test that so many fail. The anointing rests upon those willing to be humbled and crushed by God. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 57 and 15. "The high and the lofty one lives forever, and his name is holy." And this is what he says: "I live in the high and the holy place, but I am with those who are crushed and humble. I will renew the spirit of those who are humble and the courage of those who are crushed." When you allow God to crush you, the anointing will come upon your life. I was in Israel several years ago, and while there, we took a tour to the olive grove where the trees were there. Some of those trees were thousands of years old. And they explained how olive oil, which is a type of the anointing, was made. They had a little machine there, and they said, "You put the olives in here, and you begin to crush them. Sometimes you begin to beat them in a bowl. You mash the olives until the process was complete. And then that's when the oil was released." And folks, that is an example of the anointing. God will have to take you through a process of where you are crushed, where you are beaten, where you are mashed, so that he can allow that anointing to come upon your life. Now, I want you to remember this, because this is very important. We will all go through the test of being humbled if God desires to place the anointing on you. Now, how many of you desire the anointing in your life? Get ready to be crushed. And let me say this. It is not people who are offending you. I want you to tell your neighbor this, because sometimes they get confused. Tell your neighbor, people are not offending you. God is, because it's a test. Now, listen, folks, you need to really understand what I'm saying here tonight. God will not allow anyone to touch you. God will not allow anyone to hurt or to harm you. But he will allow temptations of offenses in your life. Now, the offense comes to test you. Remember this, you are only responsible for your response to an offense. That's what God is looking at. How will you respond? God knows that person is going to do this. God knows that person is going to do that. God knows that it's going to be an abusive situation. Somebody betrays you. He knows that someone will do this and that to you. But what he is simply doing is watching for your response. He wants to see, are you humbling yourself? He wants to see if you will strike back at the insult. If you will say, "They have no right to treat me that way. Who do they think they are? They don't know who I am." You've just disqualified yourself from the anointing. It's not people who offend us and hurt us, but God. Jesus was crucified by men, but God sent him to the cross. Do you see what I mean? Stop blaming people when God is trying to humble you so that he can exalt you with the anointing. I think that bears repeating. So say to your neighbor, stop blaming people when they try to humble you. God is doing it so he can exalt you with his anointing. Now let's give God praise for that. It doesn't feel good when it's happening, but God is trying to anoint you. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. God wants to anoint you. God wants to use you. But he will never use a person who will not allow themselves to be humbled, who will not allow pride to be driven out of their lives. Pride was the first sin. It is what unseated Satan. Do you know that Satan was called the anointed cherub? He was once anointed. But when he allowed pride to come into his heart and into his life because he was so beautiful, he lost the anointing. He lost his status with God. And now he persecutes every one of us. And one of his primary tests he gives to us all is the test of pride. He wants you to be proud and not allow anyone to do anything to you. Why? Because that's how he lost his seat. He wants us all to fail and the purpose and the destiny that God has for our lives.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Coming up this Sunday at Spirit Life Church, Pastor Steve continues his eye-opening series on the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Steve to tell us more.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. At our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., I will be teaching a series on the book of Revelation. I believe we're living in the season for which this book was written. Bible prophecy and current events actually confirm this truth. You see, Jesus Christ will soon return. And the book of Revelation says in Revelation 1 and 7, behold, he is coming with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all of the nations of the world will mourn because of him. Now, if you believe the Bible, you must also believe that Jesus Christ will return as it says. The book of Revelation details the events leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and after. This book begins with a promise of blessing, and it's to all those who read, hear, and keep the words of this prophecy. You know, there have been many people who have been afraid to study this book, but it isn't about fear, my friend. It's about faith, understanding, and being ready to meet the Lord when he returns.
Don't miss this powerful word. Make plans now to join us this Sunday as Pastor Steve continues his compelling series on the book of Revelation, The Unveiling. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I'm telling you today, the only way the anointing will come upon your life is if you allow yourself to be crushed, to be bruised under the hand of God. And trust him that he will help you and give you the strength, even as the scripture says. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is often accompanied by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I want to touch on this briefly. Now, the anointing is released through the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit's desire to endow us with these spiritual gifts. And we can categorize these nine in three divisions. Gifts that reveal something, which are called revelation gifts. The three revelation gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Then there are gifts that do something. Those are the gifts of power. And they are the gift of faith, the gifts of healing, and the workings of miracles. And then there are the spoken gifts, gifts that say something. And they are the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And they are all given by the Holy Spirit to profit or to help the body of Christ. Now, very quickly, I want to just give you a real quick definition of each of these that are more prominent that God will use you in, and just mention something to you of how to operate. Rules of engagement is what I call it, how to operate under the anointing in these gifts. So are you ready? Okay, if you'd like to take notes, you can do it, or just get the CD. The word of wisdom which is supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit to know the mind of God concerning divine purposes. It always speaks of the future. One of the primary purposes of the word of wisdom is to give you information to prepare for your future. The Bible tells us in John 16 and 13 that the Holy Spirit will show us things to come. I believe this refers to the word of wisdom, which always speaks of the future. And it also has the purpose of us being prepared for what will come. Now, rules of engagement. At the time that the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and I mean by his anointing. Now, folks, when I say the anointing, I'm talking about the presence of God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. You will sense his presence. The more you pray, the more you spend time with God, you will begin to notice that there is a presence around you. There is a presence when you pray. There is a presence in certain churches. You will notice that presence. That's the anointing. That's the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is there. And that's what you're feeling. Sometimes that presence will come upon you in a strong way. And sometimes it will manifest itself through a word of wisdom. And when this happens, the Lord is speaking something into your heart, into your spirit. It may be for you or it may be for someone else. Now, when that happens, you need to begin to pray. You need to say, Lord, what are you doing? What are you saying? Is this for me or is this for someone else? So the first thing you need to do is pray. Ask the Holy Spirit, what should I do with this? If it's for someone else, there's someone there with you and the Lord is talking to you about that person, then by all means, you need to pray and ask the Lord, should I share this with the individuals? The next thing to do is to ask the individual for their permission to share something that you feel in your heart. Now, you need to tell them that you're unsure if this is God, but perhaps he's showing you something that you can confirm. So it's very, very important to do this. Tell the person as you're speaking to them, you know, I'm really not sure, but if this is something that confirms a prayer that you've been praying or something you've been talking about, then you may assume that it's God. If not, just forget it. Let it go right over your head. That's one of the rules of engagement when you are operating in the gift of the word of wisdom. Next is the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is supernatural revelation of the Holy Spirit concerning facts in God's mind relating to people, places, or things, always present, past, is what the Lord will begin to show you. Things from the past and things from the present. And I believe one of the primary purposes for the word of knowledge is to increase one's faith, to believe God, to receive a miracle. There was a man of God greatly used in the word of knowledge. His name was William Branham. He kind of got off in some error at the end of his life, but before that, God used him in a tremendous way in the gifts of healing through the word of knowledge. God would actually give this man people's names, their addresses. God would tell this man information about what happened to them the day before and the different experiences that they had. And the whole purpose of God revealing this to the person was for them to believe that God would grant them the miracle that they needed. So we see the importance of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This gift of the word of knowledge is to help people to believe for a miracle. When you're speaking to them and you begin to tell them things about their life in the past or what's going on right now, they realize that's God talking to me. And then God will begin to give them courage and faith for whatever they need a miracle for. Now, the rules of engagement are the same as the word of wisdom. But adding to that, let people confirm the facts that you are saying to them, that it is actually real what you're saying. And as that happens, God will give you more information. And let me say this, when God uses you, always give God the glory. I'll say it again. When God uses you in any of the gifts, always give to God the glory. I'm just going to give you a few more. Discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits gives insight into the spirit world, not only of evil spirits, but of all spirits, angels, evil spirits, and the human spirit. Now, it is not a gift of discernment or a critical spirit that's judging people. I need to say that again. It is not a gift of discernment. Some people say, I've got a gift of discernment, and all they have is a critical spirit. It's not a gift of suspicion. I'm looking at you. I think you've done this. That is the wrong spirit. That is not the Holy Spirit. See, the gift of discerning of spirits is one that reveals the kind of spirit behind a manifestation, whether it's the human spirit, the Holy Spirit, or an evil spirit. And we need more of that in the church today. Somebody say amen. Because on the surface, everybody looks good, but only the Holy Spirit knows what's going on in the hearts of men and women and what their true motives and motivations are. And the Bible shows us that in the New Testament, in the New Testament church, how God used the Apostle Paul to cast out evil spirits out of individuals who had an evil spirit that on the surface you really weren't sure about it. Now, rules of engagement. Most often the Lord reveals to you something that is for you alone. It is not for you to go and tell that person, you know what, your heart is not right with God. You know what, you just don't love God. You're an evil person. No. The gift of discerning of spirits is for you to understand so that you can watch and you can pray and you can know that, you know, God is making me aware of that the situation is not exactly the way it appears, and we just need to be careful about this. God also will reveal to you about angels, the presence of angels. And generally, when he's showing you the presence of angels, it is to show his divine protection on your life or a place in your life. So it's important for you to understand that the anointing of God exists for you to be used by the Holy Spirit to touch and change lives. Folks, it is time for the church to rise up and be the church. Jesus said if we believed in his name that we would lay hands on the sick, they would recover. He said we would speak in new tongues. He said that we would cast out devils. He said if we ate any deadly thing, it would not harm us. See, you've got to begin to believe the word of God and allow the anointing to come upon your life so that you can properly represent Jesus Christ. Now, when you look at that verse or those verses that Jesus gave, they came after he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. See, the gospel is to be presented with signs and wonders. The gospel is to be presented with the anointing. So what I'm saying really is for you, is for every single one of you here. And I want our prayer to be sometime before we leave that God will anoint you and that God will use you with his sovereign power in the gifts of the Spirit, however the Holy Spirit should choose.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is Rules of Engagement. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to the program once again today. I want to thank you for your dedication to the Lord and to his desire for all of us to draw closer to him. And I think especially now, so many people are seeking God as never before. I want to pray with you right now because I know that there are needs. But we serve a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask or think. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and for your grace for us all. We ask you, Father, to keep us safe. Your word says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide
under the shadow of protection. We pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Keep us well and help us, Father. Thank you for helping us even in our financial difficulties. You are the God of hope. And we look to you today, and we thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.